No. I'd rather wait out here and greet him when he returns. Chu takes Gek from Ma and goes into the hut. Keem and I follow her, leaving Ma sitting on the steps by herself, waiting for Pa to return. Listening to Gek and Chu breathing softly, my eyes stay wide open. After he hid from the soldiers for 20 months, they finally found him. Pa always knew he couldn't hide forever. I never believed he couldn't. I cannot sleep. I worry about Pa and about us. What will become of us? We have taken our survival for granted. How will we survive without Pa? My mind races and fills my head with images of death and executions. I have heard many stories about how the soldiers kill prisoners and then dump their bodies into large graves, how they torture their captives, behead them, or crack their skulls with axes so as not to waste their precious ammunition. I cannot stop thinking of Pa, and whether or not he died with dignity. I hope they did not torture him. Some prisoners are not dead when they are buried. I cannot think of Pa being hurt this way, but images of him clawing at his throat, fighting for air as the soldiers pile dirt on him flood my mind. I cannot make the pictures go away. I need to believe Pa was killed quickly. I need to believe they did not make him suffer. Oh, Pa, please don't be afraid. The images play over and over again in my head. My breath quickens as I think about Pa's last moment on Earth. Stop thinking. Stop or you'll die, I hiss to myself. But I cannot stop. Pa told me once that the really old monks could leave their bodies and travel the world as spirits. In my mind, my spirit leaves my body and flies around the country, looking for Pa. I see a big group of people kneeling around a big hole. There are already many dead people in the hole, their bodies sprawled on top of each other. Their black pajama clothes are soaked with blood, urine, feces, and small white matter. The soldiers stand behind the new group of prisoners, casually smoking a cigarette with one hand, while the other holds onto a big hammer, with clumps of hair sticking to its head. A soldier leads another man to the edge of the hole. My heart howls with agony. It's Pa! No! The soldier pushes on Pa's shoulders, making him kneel like the others,